Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 10th, you'll be getting a physical abundance box. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhower.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
I think the most exhausting part is holding ourselves back. The most exhausting part is not letting it be, is fighting the stream. It's exhausting how we fight. We fight it because we want to hold on to, it needs to be hard work. We want to hold on to the unworthiness. We want to hold on to the story. So those stories need remodeling. You need to remodel a little bit. Move a couch, knock down a wall, right? Because it's so insidious. And as long as you are attached to the story, you'll keep creating from this place. And really, we have to be nobody, nowhere, in no time, right? It's your energy that will allow you to just move. And these stories are really heavy. And these stories can be rewritten and remodeled, right? And the stories can be whatever was exactly what I chose and needed on a soul level to become the Jedi that I am. And how beautiful and how perfect that all of that gave me the contrast that allowed me to know what I actually desire to create. And it's all love and it's all a gift. And now I don't need to hold on because I'm holding on to my true connection, right? And so really, what we're learning to do at its root is we're learning to focus. We're learning to stop being so distracted and just allowing our focus to be mucked up with tons of static. And we're just learning how to focus. And when we focus, and when we let go of all the static, it really is so simple. It really is so easy. Everybody who tells you it's so much work, they just really have a hard time letting it be easy. They can't believe that the most magical things are the things that you allow to happen. And they just go, boop, it's like synchronicity. Oh my God, that just happened. So you've been beginning to allow for more ease and more beauty. But what we did in that meditation is really the root of it, right? It's you want to change your energy so that you change what's appearing, how much you're allowing to reveal itself. It's all here. It's all here. It's hidden in plain sight, but you will allow it to be revealed to you when you are a match for it, right? When you are in receptive mode, right? It just will be right there. Such a delight. So beautiful. So easy. What we don't realize is that we have very heavy unconscious stories. And there are costs for you in your mind to let go. And it might be that if you rise, who knows? It's a story. It could be your mom's story. It's not even yours, but you're holding it for her. But these stories, you can say that you want something, but if your mind is afraid of it and therefore casting a vibration of protection against it, you can say one thing and everything in your energy will be no, 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 no. That's not coming. But when you want what you want and everything in you says yes, well, it was already there. It was sitting right beside you. It'll just reveal itself to you. And it's not really that complicated. It's just that if there is something that you're not allowing in, then there's a reason that it's like having a preschool in your brain. And there's a preschooler who's telling you, no, it's like, I can tell you all day long to touch the fire in my fireplace. No matter how much I try to convince you, I'm not going to touch that, right? That's hot. Now that's real, right? And there are things that feel that real and there's no tiger and there's no fire, but it feels like there is. So we're constantly also, remember, we're plugged into everybody else's focus. And so there's a ton of people around you that are bought in to a reality and you just got to get out of there, right? You can't let that allow you to move because really a part of them wants to move towards you. You know, they want to be enlightened. They want to let go of the fear. They want to let go of how they just feel so held apart from being creative, being powerful. That's all not true, right? But there's a lot of that out there. And so you're really busy worrying about what they're going to say. Oh, she's so lucky. That's just luck. She's lazy. She's so lazy. She just lets it be easy. Oh, that's so lazy. And then you're like, oh, I better not be lazy. You know, oh, she's so unrelatable. Oh, I better not be unrelatable. Oh, just luck. So when all of that is out there, and it's out there, right? It's like, I better not do that. I better earn it. I better work hard. I better prove myself. I better impress people. I got to convince people. I got a lot to do. And that's exhausting. And while that's out there, those people who will just say you're lazy and lucky, there's a lot of people out there who go, she just came home. She just had the strength to focus long enough to see clearly. And they'll just welcome you in and you'll make all new friends. And some of your current friends will grow, right? Maybe you don't give them enough credit. Maybe you don't give people enough credit that if somebody actually put some Wi-Fi on that they might be able to tap in. Maybe they really want that. And I think we can see that all around us. You could probably put people in both categories, right? And meanwhile, we're all this one. And so there's a part of them that is so ready to let go of this separateness, of this suffering. Oh my God, it's so heavy, right? So this is the most important muscle to build, right? Is your ability to be aware, your ability to notice and focus and know that it's all consciousness. That's all there is. And all you're looking for every day is expanded conscious, right? More of the things that might be holding you back that you could become aware of. Because as soon as you are aware of it, it's like whack-a-mole. It's just by being aware of it, it just disappears. Oh, and now there's more room for you to just move, right? And now you just allow, 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 and you become a magnet, and it's undeniable. And you set down this I don't feel worthy thing, which is the most egocentric lie you've ever been told. And you replace it with this soul, this oneness is all that impresses anyone. And obviously it's so worthy, right? And it's all that anyone wants is presence, the presence of you embodying your connection with all that is and all that was. Oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe that's not being lazy at all. Maybe that's just being such a lantern for everybody else. And they can just set down the fact that they think they need to walk around with this story.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.